Has the public noticed that Mr. Jason Kenney's government continues to attack the public sector? First of all, we had the running battles with doctors and nurses over salaries and working conditions, and now we see our government going after the RCMP and the teachers. All of these actions are attempt to divert attention from Kenney's failures as a leader. The public must obey health rules and restrictions, but he and his cabinet ministers can party. The old double standards game. By the way, have we noticed that the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Boris Johnson, is being attacked for the same actions as Mr. Kenney, and even members of his own party are calling for his resignation, for being such a hypocrite, and there is even talk of a police investigation into Johnson's behavior. Mr. Kenney and his ministers have a myopic view of their world since they continue to push for a provincial police force in spite of opposition from the majority of Albertans and from the majority of municipalities. As well, his Minister of Education continues to push for changes to the education curriculum despite opposition from local school boards, from the majority of parents, and from the teachers. These actions by Kenney are to divert attention from secret past actions with the mining companies. With his theft of the teachers' administration of their pension fund. His continued push for private health care at the expense of our public health care system. Notice that doctors, nurses, and teachers are leaving the province because they can no longer work in a hostile environment towards them. Plus, by underfunding them, they will fail, and then Mr. Kenney can bring in American-style private healthcare and American-style education while using our public money to support private businesses. Will he continue to push for a private pension plan to replace CPP and OS? Will he create a separate judicial system? How about creating an Alberta dollar to replace the loonie? After all, he seems to be pushing this province into becoming North Texas. Remember, Albertans pride themselves on rugged individualism, yet we have a government that believes that spending public money on private businesses is the best approach to governing our province. Say, Mr. Kenney, did you allow the citizens the opportunity to vote on a provincial police force? On coal mining leases in the West Country? On the sale of Crown land to private developers? On funding to private schools and to charter schools? On a provincial pension plans to replace CPP and OS? On usurping the administration of public servants' pension funds? On changes to the school curriculum? On the administration of the Heritage Trust Fund? Oops, I forgot that Kenney and his minions only favor referendums when they suit them. The rest of the time he and his government operate behind the scenes with decrees, much like an oligarchy or with consultations from his inner circle of friends and supporters. Mr. Kenney, have you heard of the children's story concerning the emperor's new clothes? Lastly, Mr. Kenney, how much money have you set aside to the Heritage Trust Fund from the huge increases in oil and gas sales? Are you setting aside money for a rainy day fund, or are you spending it as fast as it comes into the provincial coffers? How about money for the war room bureaucracy? For the energy sector? Say, how much are all those orphan wells costing the taxpayers? Why do taxpayers and the municipalities have to foot the bill instead of the energy companies? Oops, I forgot that you have a double standard for supporting private businesses. George Thatcher, Trochu.